I was the last caller last week. I was hanging on about the weird science thing.
A top man, that's right. We were doing, because all is safely being gathered in, we are asking, is there a time you couldn't get through, or is there a greatest hit from the time? And this is weird science, which we did a long time ago, i.e. the things you did in the playground with physically. You can make little false fields between your fingers. You can spin round and go dizzy. You can make your arms appear to get longer.
Making a sausage with the two
index fingers in front of your eyes. And now here's our friend to tell us what, sir, what?
Well, that's the one. It's demonstrated the wave nature of light.
The wave nature of light, sir. What do you mean, that's the one?
Well, the first one that you said, pinching your fingers together.
Is that the wave nature of light?
Well, you can demonstrate it that way. You know when you throw two stones into a pond simultaneously?
It's been about three or four weeks since I threw two stones into a pond simultaneously, yeah?
Well, when the ripples, they create a pattern.
Do they sound anything like this? Thank you, go on.
You create a pattern when they overlap. Well, that pattern's called an interference pattern.
Yeah.
Right, you can demonstrate the same effect with light.
Whoa, slow down, egghead.
You can do the same thing with light.
Yeah.
Okay, how?
Using your forefinger and thumb.
Okay, forefinger and thumb, we've got it here.
Oh, yeah.
You've got a forefinger and thumb there.
Yeah.
Right, if you pinch your forefinger and thumb together.
Yeah.
And just peer through the gap at a bright light.
At the bright light?
At a bright light, like out the window or...
I say bright light, we should see...
This lamp will do, it?
Okay, this lamp will do, yeah, okay.
Yeah, pick the lamp.
Not known for their bright light, the old radio show. Right, yeah, okay.
Right, if you peer through the gap...
Yeah.
As you pinch your forefinger and thumb closer and closer together...
Yeah.
You actually see the interference pattern, the same one with the ripples in a pond. Building up.
Actually, you do, yeah.
Black and white lines, one on top of each other?
Yes, you can, well done. How do you know this, Einstein?
Yeah, it's just one of them things.
Come on, seriously. You don't bring up radio, especially Radio 1. You don't bring Radio 1 and talk about what interference patterns on lights and stuff without being some kind of brainiac. What do you do for a living?
Well, I'm an engineer.
Yeah, for what?
Research engineer.
Where?
At GUMIST, Manchester University.
And what do you do? How do you earn your living? How do you help the world?
Well, I'm doing my doctorate at the moment.
Ah!
He's a student.
Yeah. We're fine.
Hey, you try that new Buzz beer. It's caffeine beer, and you can stay up and get drunk all over again. That's what it says on the label. I'm going to buy some when we leave here, and we'll party on it next week. Stay up and get drunk all over again. You're doing it again, Dan.
It's very... If you have a very bright light, it's very good.
You're getting a very fat finger and thumb.
Do you know any others that he's a brainiac? Do you know any others?
No, off the top of my head.
No, off the top of your head. Okay, thank you very much.
15 years of state funded education knows one thing. I'm not going to